Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Therese. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Deanna, today. Our first request comes from Kristen. Please pray for our two adult daughters who have been estranged from the family for a year now. We believe they are getting bad direction from someone. Please pray for reconciliation and restoration for our family. Heavenly Father, we lift up Kristen and her family to you, asking for your grace and mercy in this time of separation. We pray especially for her two daughters who have become estranged. Lord, you are the God of reconciliation, and we ask you to work in their hearts to bring healing, understanding, and a longing for restored relationships. Your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, reminds us that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation, and we pray for your Spirit to move powerfully in this family. Remove any influences that lead to division and replace them with voices that encourage love, truth, and unity. Soften hearts, mend wounds, and restore trust where it has been broken. We ask for strength and patience for Kristen and her family as they navigate this painful season. Help them to continue showing love, forgiveness, and openness to their daughters, reflecting your unfailing love. May they find comfort in Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7, where you promise, "I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart." Lord, we trust in your perfect timing and your power to bring restoration. May this family be united once again in love, with bonds that are stronger than ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Victoria. Please pray for my husband and me. We are both on disability for various health issues. My husband was in the hospital last year for over 3 months. We are struggling financially, and our marriage is suffering from the stress of it all. Heavenly Father, we lift up Victoria and her husband to you during this difficult time. You see their struggles with health, finances, and the strain on their marriage. Lord, we ask for your healing hand to be upon them, restoring their health and bringing them strength for each day. Provide for their financial needs, Lord, and bless them with wisdom and resources to navigate their challenges. Draw them closer together in their marriage, filling their relationship with love, patience, and understanding. May your peace that surpasses all understanding guard their hearts and minds, and may they feel your presence guiding and comforting them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anthony, My mother Nell is 101 years old. Please pray for continued good health. Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude for the long and blessed life of Nell, who has reached the remarkable age of 101. Thank you for the health and strength you have given her thus far. We humbly ask that you continue to sustain her with good health, vitality, and peace of mind. Surround her with your love and protection, and grant her joy in the presence of her family and friends. Bless her with comfort, serenity, and the grace to continue shining as a testament to your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Donna, please pray for my 13-year-old daughter. She is cutting herself and is not eating. She is very troubled, but will not open up to me or her dad. Heavenly Father, we come to you with heavy hearts, lifting up Donna's 13-year-old daughter to your loving care. You know her pain, her struggles, and the burdens she carries. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention in her life. Please bring her peace in the midst of her inner turmoil and surround her with your healing presence. We pray that you will guide her to open her heart to you and to the love and support of her parents. In your mercy, soften her heart so that she feels safe to share her pain and seek help. Father, we ask for wisdom and strength for Donna and her husband as they navigate this challenging time. Help them to be a source of unwavering love, patience, and encouragement. Lord, you heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. We claim this promise for their daughter, trusting that you are at work to bring her healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Place caring individuals in her life who can provide the guidance and support she needs, and protect her from harm as she journeys towards recovery. Lord, we pray for your light to shine into this darkness, bringing hope and renewal to this family. May they feel your presence and your unfailing love each step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Marjorie Stone, please pray for healing for my puppy, Josie. Heavenly Father, we lift up Marjorie's puppy, Josie, into your loving hands. You are the creator of all life, and your care extends to every creature. Please bring healing and comfort to Josie, restoring her health and strength. Grant wisdom to those caring for her, and fill Marjorie's heart with peace as she entrusts Josie to your tender care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Flora. Please pray for me. I am suffering from anxiety and severe back pain. My anxiety stems from my work, but is seeping into my family life as well. Heavenly Father, we lift up Flora to you as she faces anxiety and severe back pain. Your word tells us in Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask that you replace Flora's anxiety with your perfect peace. Help her to feel your presence in her work and her home, bringing calm to her spirit. We also ask for healing for her back pain. Lord, as you are the great physician, Isaiah 41:10 reminds us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Strengthen Flora's body and renew her hope each day. Bless her family with understanding and unity, and give Flora wisdom and courage to address the sources of her anxiety. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, "Can you keep my family in your prayers? My uncle went to be with Jesus last night." Heavenly Father, we lift up this family in prayer as they mourn the loss of their beloved uncle. In their grief, may they feel your comforting presence and the hope of eternal life through Christ. Surround them with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and strengthen their hearts as they face this difficult time. Your word reminds us in Psalm 34, verse 18, that you are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. May this promise bring them comfort and assurance of your nearness. Lord, we also hold fast to the hope found in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, where Jesus promises, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for my Father's house has many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you." We thank you for the life of their uncle and for the memories he leaves behind. May those memories bring moments of joy amid the sorrow. Grant the family unity and support as they walk together through this season of loss. And may they find solace in knowing that their uncle is now in your loving arms, resting in your perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This request is from Kevin. "Please pray for my nephew Rich, who has bleeding on both sides of his brain." We come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up Rich to your loving care, Lord. You know the extent of the bleeding in his brain and the challenges he faces. We ask for your healing hand to rest upon him, stopping the bleeding and restoring his health. Guide the doctors, nurses, and the medical team with wisdom and skill as they care for him. Your word tells us in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Be near to Rich and his family, especially Kevin, as they navigate this difficult time. Grant them strength, hope, and peace that only you can provide. We trust in your power and love, Lord, and we pray for your miraculous intervention and comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.